America, Houston, if someone's near the telemetry switch, if you go to accept, we'll give you a state vector.
Okay, you have accept.
Okay, and as we're supposed to update your trajectory, which is looking good, predicted paralune at TDI without DOI 2 would be 11.9, a little lower, so that means that DOI 2 will be a little less in terms of delta V than nominal. But otherwise, looking perfectly good. Over.
Okay, did you say 11.2 for perigee now without DOI 2?
I might have said that. It's 11.9 predicted at PDI time without DOI 2.
Oh, okay. 11.9 predicted without at PDI time without DOI 2.
That's right.
Okay, so DOI 2 will be a little bit less than predicted.
Affirmative.
I'm repeating it to these guys who are getting suited here, see?
Okay. Okay, you have your vector now. You can go back to block.
Okay, we'll go to block.
America, Houston, you owe us a re-verification of the docking tunnel index angle.
Okay, let me check it. Well, I kept plotting, thinking it might move back to zero, but it hasn't moved. Plus 1.2.
Okay, plus 1.2. And for information, Ron, on consumables this morning, we're running 6% above the flight plan line on RCS. On the hydrogen, we're about 8% above the line on tank 2, right on the lines on the other two hydrogen tanks. And on the O2, we're running our standard 4 to 5% below the line on oxygen tank 1. Tank 2 is right on, and tank 3 is now gained about 3% above the line. All looking good.
Okay, Houston, that's mighty fine. Houston, America.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you the commander's food from yesterday.
All right, ready, copy.
Four bacon squares, corn flakes, orange beverage, two sips of coffee, a vitamin. Okay, meal B, chicken and rice soup, meatballs and sauce, orange PA drink, and caramel stick, one caramel stick. Okay, meal C, potato soup, beef and gravy, citrus beverage, a chocolate bar, a package of pecans.
Okay, we're with you so far.
Okay, Commander's medical log. BRD 17036, 6.5 hours of good sleep, 1 Seconal last night, 3 bags of fluid.
Roger.
3 bags of water, let's better put it that way, I guess. Okay, here we go on the LMP's food.
Okay.
Okay, 2 bacon squares, scrambled eggs, 2 apricots, cocoa, and a coffee. Meal B, fruitcake, citrus beverage, hamburger, and a coffee. You'll see. Lemonade, beef and gravy, ambrosia, cereal bar, and tea. I guess that's it.
Okay.
Hey, Houston, I wanted to give you LMP's menu this morning, too, day 5.
Okay.
Then I'm going to have to get back in their pages. Okay, it's a sausage patty for LMP. Sausage patties, cinnamon toasted bread, instant breakfast, coffee with K and a grape drink and a vitamin. Okay, for the commander on day 5. Spiced oat cereal, sausage patties, instant breakfast, and vitamins.
Roger.
For the LFP's medical log, BRD 24108, 7 1/4 hours, very good, 1 Seconal last night, 3 1/2 cans of water.
Roger.
Okay, we're ready to go on Command Module Pilot of the Spaceship America, and here's the menu.
Go ahead, Captain.
Okay, bacon squares, scrambled eggs, corn flakes, orange juice. Caramel candies. That's 3 sticks of caramel candy. Meal B. Chicken and rice. Meatballs. Butterscotch pudding. Orange PA drink. Oh, I missed the vitamins up there in A, too. Okay, meal C. Potato soup. Beef and gravy. Chicken stew. Orange GF drink, a tea, a chocolate bar, and a package of pecans. Okay, CFP medical log. PRD 15034. And about 5 1/2 of good sleep. A little trouble getting to sleep last night, and I woke up early this morning. Took a Seconal. Didn't seem to have much good, much effect. And had 4 cans of water.
Roger.
I think I was on the biomed all the time last night too, so you check out that sleep.
Okay, Ron. Well, you got that book with you. I can give you a one-line change to the e-memory load as a result of our changing the short burn constant.
Okay, stand by one here. America, I've got the right page now.
Okay, it's page 1-43. It's load delta, identifier number 5. The old value is 01606. Change that to 01637.
They're connecting up the LCG water connection and still unzipped.
Okay, Ron, in the flight plan, you're coming up on a Verb 45, then going to Pooh prior to the P-52. After going to Pooh, we'd like you to change to BD roll from AC. Over.
Okay, we'll change the BD roll. Looks like we're going to run into a problem on a B-52 down here with these guys getting suited. Is it really necessary now?
There's no time criticality on that. When they're out of the way, go ahead with it.
Okay, good.
Swamp A, you're loud and clear.
Okay, Gordy, I'm opening the hatch.
Okay.
And the light's still on.
Hatch.
Okay, Gordy, index 1+, or +1.2.
Roger.
Okay, Houston, I'm going to skip the 352 here for a while and maneuver to the docking attitude. At dock attitude, that is.
Roger. Stand by on that one.
Welcome.
We want to be sure we can get some good stars in the dock attitude. Ron, this is Houston. We didn't see you do a verb 45, over.
You're right. We won.
And if there's no reason why not, we just send you go ahead and do the P-52 now, finish that off, and then start the maneuver, over.
Okay, the big reason is Gene's getting under his suit right now.
Okay.
As soon as he gets out and gets in his suit, then I'll do a P-52 maneuver.
Okay. Ron, Houston, can you give us auto on the high gain?
Okay, yeah, just a second, Houston. Transferring to Limb Power, Houston. Okay, off, reset, back to off. Okay, we have Limb Power. Okay, that was 107.49.28.
Roger.
Water's open and O2's open.
Roger.
Okay, 3-4 Houston in the limb, and step one is good.
Okay.
Step two is complete.
Okay, Jack.
And I'm going office. CSM com, and I'll be coming at you before long on S-band if I can.
Okay. Ron, Houston, we've taken a look at stars available in the undock attitude, and they don't look too good. We suggest you use the present attitude for your 52 and then maneuver. Over.
Okay, I'm just about to get Gene out of the way here, and then I will.
Okay, and we're less than 3 minutes to LOS now, so when you finish that 52, we'd like you to copy down the now 5 and 93s for us.
Okay, will do.
America Houston, about 1 minute to LOS. Nothing further for you. We'll see you on the other side.
Okay, Gordo, we hustling like hell. We might make it.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, 107.59 ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 17. We've had loss of signal at this time. As Apollo 17 coasted behind the moon on the 10th lunar orbit, approximately 47 minutes until the spacecraft both come around the far side. As the crew prepares to transfer into the lunar module, that is, Cernan and Schmidt prepare to transfer into the lunar module and get it powered up in preparation for today's activities of the descent orbit insertion maneuver number 2 and ultimately the landing at Taurus Littrow and the first extravehicular activity. As they come around the moon on the 11th revolution, they will have checked out the lunar module with a few exceptions, such as they will deploy the landing gear after acquisition of signal. Also at that time, both spacecraft, Challenger and America, though still docked, will be on separate air-to-ground links. Lunar module will be on the normal channel. The command service module link with Ron Evans will be piped into room 161 in the news center building for those newsmen covering the mission who prefer to listen to the command service module orbital science activities. As Apollo 17 went behind the western limb of the moon, the orbit measured 12 nautical miles at Paracentian and 60.2 at Apocentian. Some maneuvers coming up. The next major maneuver for the lunar module will be the descent orbit insertion number 2, which at this time is predicted or is calculated to take place at a ground elapsed time of 112 hours, 1 minute, 59.1 seconds. Total burn time of 21.8 seconds. For a delta V or velocity change of 7.6 feet per second, which will change the orbit to an apocentian of 60.4 nautical miles and a paracentian, or nearest approach, which is just uprange of the landing site, of 6.7 nautical miles. The big maneuver of the day, of course, is power descent and landing, which at this time is calculated to take place at a ground elapsed time of 112 hours, 49 minutes, 27 seconds, lasting 11 minutes and 57 seconds. plus whatever hover time is available as they get down to the landing site. Total delta V, or velocity change, to get out of orbit and break in to the descent path and ultimately the hovering and touchdown at Taurus Littrow. 6,693 feet per second. Some 43 minutes now away from acquisition as Apollo 17, America, and Challenger come from behind the moon on orbit number 11. And at 108.04, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. Ground elapsed time, less than 2 minutes away from acquisition as America and Challenger spacecraft of Apollo 17 come around from behind the moon on lunar orbit number 11. At that time, the voice downlinks from both spacecraft will be separated. For those newsmen in Houston who wish to listen to the voice from Ron Evans in the command service module, this will be available in room 161 in the News Center office wing. At the time the spacecraft reappears from behind the moon, the crew should have completed most of the lunar module checkout procedures and be prepared for deploying the landing gear. And a series of communications checks with the ground. Just before loss of signal on the 11th revolution, the crew will be given a go, no-go for undocking and separation. Which will take place during the time the spacecraft is behind the moon, near the end of revolution number 11. In other words, when they reappear again, they will be flying separately on the 12th revolution. Should have acquisition any moment now. We've counted down to zero on the acquisition of signal clocks here in the control center. It takes a few seconds for the ground to lock up solidly with the downlink signal from the spacecraft. Network reports acquisition of signal. Let's bring up the line and listen for the first call.
Here, this is Houston. How do you read?
Okay. Hello, Cordy. This is Challenger. We're reading you loud and clear.
Okay, you're readable. Lots of background noise at the moment.
Okay, we'll update you in just a minute. Find lock, the band was up, so you're locked here, second, and I've got some words for you, but I'd like to give you an e-memory dump as soon as you get the steerable.
I got the steerable, okay.
Okay, Gordy, out of your EDLMP, this is your S-band TR and secondary power amp check.
Okay, LMP, you're clear. Lots of background noise, though.
Okay, I'm going to bring up the steerable.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, you're loud and clear, Jack.
Yeah. They're in the data file.
Hey, Ron, we need to check out that VHF. Got to get that done before you close up, Ron. Houston, we'll be right with you. We're going to check out our VHF. Let me finish this part of it, and then we'll get that.
Okay. You want to read that to me, Gene?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, where are you now?
I'm right here in the middle of stage. Okay, S-band. PM?
PM.
Secondary?
Loud and clear, Jack.
Okay, we're in step two, and we're giving you your second S-band check, and I'm going track mode auto.
Okay, you sound good.
Okay, Houston, I can hear the antenna rumbling up there, but I still have not peaked. Still reading 3.7.
Okay, you're loud and clear, Jack. Looks like a good lock to us.
Okay, we'll leave it. Okay. I'll leave it there and go and buy a mid right.
Roger.
Okay, Sprouse is off. How do you read?
Still loud and clear.
Roger. Hello, Houston. I'm ready to give you an e-memory dump.
Okay, we're ready to take it. Go ahead.
Okay, Ron, how do you read on Simplex Bravo? I do not read you. It's coming at you.
Okay, don't read you at all, Jack.
Hey, Ron, I do not read you. Check your VHF switch.
Okay, I'm down to Simplex Bravo. Yeah, go ahead. I'm talking on B now. How do you read?
I do not read you. Do you read me?
No, I don't read you at all either, Jack. No, I don't read you. Okay, I got everything on in my auto panel. Let me try the other one for backup. Yep, I'm on left. I'm on left. Let me go to backup.
Okay, I got you.
You do, I don't have you yet. Okay.
Okay, how do you read on VHF Bravo? You're loud and clear.
Hey, I finally got you.
That was my fault, Ron.
Okay. You were kind of clipping there for a little bit. I got the last part of your transmission.
Okay, it was just warming up. You're loud and clear now.
Okay, I heard it was just warming up, but I got the loud and clear.
Okay, Houston, I got a couple I want to pass on to you.
Go ahead, Gene.
Okay, when I first put in the LGC,
okay,
right,
how do
you read now?
Okay, I read you loud and clear. That's the VHF.
Stand by, Houston. Am I clipping now, Ron?
Yeah, I didn't hear you at all that time.
Am I clipping now?
Yeah, you're still clipping. All I got was now.
Okay, how do you read now?
Okay, how do you read now? I got that.
Okay, I guess we're okay. It was a squelch.
Then I missed that part of it.
Ron, how do you hear, Gene?
Okay, loud and clear, Gene.
Okay, very good. How do you read the LFE now, Ron?
No, you're still clipping, Jack. Can you move your mics a little bit closer or something?
Okay, how do you read now?
No, I didn't read you at all that time.
How do you read now?
Not clear.
Okay, I've got the squelch to full decrease.
Now you're going to have to yell or something. You're still clipping yourself out, Jack.
Okay, you read Gene, Ron?
No, I didn't read you that time.
Okay, we're going to press on and get these VHF checks until we can set them.
Okay. Okay, switching to Alpha. Bravo is off. Simplex Alpha is on.
Okay, Ron, how do you read on Alpha?
Don't read you.
How do you read on Alpha, Ron?
Don't read you.
How do you read the LMP on Alpha, Ron?
Okay, I don't read you guys at all, except through the tunnel.
How do you read on Alpha, Ron?
Okay, got you loud and clear that time. And, Jay, can you verify the catching latches are all engaged?
Okay, how do you read me?
I didn't read you at all, Jack.
This Gene, how do you read me on Alpha?
Didn't read you.
Okay, let's press on. You're getting us intermittent. We get it.
Okay, I got you that time. And, check the catching latches.
Okay, Houston, I'm pretty sure the VHF is all right. It seems to have something to do with the squelch setting. And it's probably because we're so close.
Okay, we concur. We'd like you to press on and not worry about the VHF anymore for now.
Okay, Gordon, we are. Here's a couple quick ones. When I push the LCC disky breaker in, I did not get a restart light. The keyboard came up with 400 in R2. The LCC light was already on and it went off as prescribed. When I did a VERB 35, I got all the proper lights, except when the LGC and ISS lights came on, the entire caution warning dimmed. One more item. In our DAP setting, we are reading in our checklist for R1 plus 645 and for R2 plus 641, the DISC-E DAP came up plus 641 and plus 645. It just reversed those numbers. And I'm going to deploy the landing gear.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, master arm is on and B light is on.
Gotcha.
Roger, yeah, I'm up for the tunnel, but go ahead.
Ron, if you read, the landing gear is coming on my mark.
Okay, I read
Three,
you. Go ahead.
2, 1, mark. Hey, Houston, we got a good one out front.
Sounds good. We show them all the blood.
And the flag is gray. Okay, the flag is gray.
Roger.
Jay Houston, a primary VAP flow time, 108. A VAP flow time, 108.16.55. And I'm ready to copy your abort constants and a DOI 2 pad.
Okay, Jack, here come the abort constants. 224 is 6.
Stand by, Gordy.
Okay, stand by.
Ron, when you get the tunnel closed out, I'll need you for an IMU course align.
Okay, I'm getting the probe umbilicals installed now.
Okay, I'll need your non-20s when you get a chance. Okay, Gordy, you go ahead and you have data on the update link.
Okay, we'll have the uplink in a minute. 224 is 60470. 29364. 60386. 00594. 32772. 54404. Go ahead.
Okay, 60470, 29364, 60386, 00594, 3277254404.
Okay, that was a good read back. Ready with DOI 2 when you are.
Okay, Gordy, go ahead.
Okay, it's DOI 2. Tick time is 11202409-2. Noun 81 is a minus 00075. Delta VY plus all balls. And Delta VZ.
Okay, Gene, can you look at the capture latches? I got it preloaded here now.
Noun 42. 00615.
Okay,
preload
the push stop by, so I'm going to.
00067.
Okay.
00075. Burn time. 022. 000. 074. And 373 is a 01227.
Yeah, it's locked in there.
The eggs, Delavis are in A.
Okay, Gordy, 11202409-2 minus 3075 plus all zeros 00615 plus 3067 3075 022 all zeros 074 01227 rest of pad in A.
That's correct, Jack.
Okay, stand by. I need your number then. Now 20. Okay, Gordy, I'm going to start the lunar bat check, and it'll be silent.
Okay, we're watching.
Ron, I need your now 20 numbers. Okay, I got 35695, 10634, and 00149er. Right?
Challenger, we want to get the attitude tweaked back up closer to the normal before doing the course of line.
Hey, Ron, they want a more normal attitude for you. You're not quite nominal. If you're talking to me, it's about 0104.7 is zero.
Challenger, the uplink's in there. It's your computer.
Okay, Gordy, thank you. And Ron, let me know when you're tweaked up and then go mid that man at hole.
Okay, Houston, America, 0105 and 0, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. I don't know how it got off attitude.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same thing. You might have knocked a stick or something while everybody was flailing around down there. Could you...
Maybe I hit the stick or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Gene, we're mid dead band at hold at 0105 and 0.
Okay, readout 920.
Okay, burp 6, 920. 000.32. 104.40. 359er.55.
Okay, I got all those.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, I skipped a step on lunar bat off reset. I'll go back.
Okay, Houston, darn, I forgot to release the docking latches. Okay. I'll go up and release docking latches 1 and 7.
Okay.
Hey, if I just put the, I'll do that.
Jack, we need, I think you missed a step. We need to
circuit breakers in.
TDR lunar bat off reset.
Yeah, that's right. I'll go. That's the firm. I'll go back. Stand by.
Okay.
Okay, there's number one lady, two releases. And it's free.
Okay, I'm back to lunar bat reset. LSC lunar bat off reset.
Roger.
Okay, Gordy, for the LEM, I got 300.88.
And it's free.
284.40 and 3 balls 4 5. How's that sound?
Stand by, we're checking.
Okay, docking probe circuit breakers, two of them are going close. Main A, main B. Probe extend release is going to...
Okay, you know those angles are okay.
Aha, I got two barber poles.
That's a good
okay,
sign.
I figured they were, they're going in.
Okay, knock and probe circuit breakers are going open. Okay, extend releases, and they went gray, of course, and they went open. Okay, extend releases to off. Verify probe, extend latch, engage indicator, not this one. Yeah, I'll go back, it wasn't a while ago, but I'll go look again. Only if you hit extend with the circuit breakers again. Mighty fine, it's still back inside there. Extend latch is still engaged.
Okay, Ron, on my mark, I'd like an 0620.
Okay. Stand by. Go ahead.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, mark it.
Okay, 000.44. 104.63. 359er.69er.
Okay, got those.
Okay, Challenger, we've got those angles here on the ground.
Okay.
Both spacecraft.
All right, Gordy. Okay, Houston, ED bat, 37.2, 37.2 at 109.1400.
Roger.
And all battery indications on board were normal once I got started.
Okay, they look good to us also.
America, Houston, in order to get on and stay on the
Ron, I want you
timeline,
to stay in that
I'll remind
roll,
you
I'm
about the lithium canister after PDI. We can let that one go. And if you'd like to let the camera business slide until after your suit check, and we'll get those things, I'll come back and remind you of those too.
Okay, I've got the cameras all set. I got them out anyhow. I don't have the right values on the lenses yet, but anyhow, the cameras are out and they're loaded.
Okay.
LMP, a couple minor things on the backside checkout. The secondary glycol pump, when I started it, the sound and the pressure was ragged, oscillated around 20 psi, and then stabilized after about 15 seconds and sounded smooth. It had a sound as if it was cavitating a little bit, but after that it was smooth. Over.
Copy that, Jay.
Okay, Houston, why don't I go ahead and get the PGA bear out of the way? And on step three, on phase 3-15. When I went to Supan 1, I got a master alarm.
Why don't we go ahead and get the PGA?
But all other indications were okay, and the master alarm reset.
Could you tell me if you ever got around to playing with the squelch on the VHF?
Okay, I'm sorry, I misinterpreted the words there. I should have gotten that. Forget that one.
Roger.
And,
we concur.
See, where's Squelch A now?
He even got it all the way down to one, and I still don't hear him.
Okay. You did get a satisfactory check on your side, didn't you?
Hey, Gino, you need some help?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got a satisfied. Every once in a while I can hear them now. They're cutting in and out somewhere. I don't know where.
Alrighty.
Squelch A is set at about 4.
And America, we'll give you a state vector if you give us accept.
Okay, you have it.
Thank you.
What star you got, 30? Or, no, what star? Loaded it. Okay. Okay, and those are the numbers. Okay, that's good. Okay, you ready to mark? What do you want first? Well,
Jack, we'd like to take a look at the glycol pump pressure. Can you close the glycol pump secondary pressure breaker?
I just finished this.
What do
you want, the secondary?
That's from panel 16, glycol pump secondary breaker, third row in the middle.
Okay, we've got a glycol light and the temperature is 50.
Okay, the pressure looked good there. We'd like that breaker back open. The master alarm you have is normal.
Roger, understand it.
Houston, America, how much time to AOS yet? All of us?
Oh, about 29 minutes.
Okay. Got a little time for the PGA bear then, I guess.
And it's your computer anytime you want to get to it, Ron.
Okay. More cables all over the place here, and I know what to do with.
Well, that place looks like a pig pen. You've run the same course everyone else has, I guess.
I got cables and hoses.
Rod, keep it mid-dead man at hold. I got to finish the P-52.
Okay, you want me to maneuver back to attitude?
No, just stay where you are.
We're on attitude just a little bit.
Just stay where you are and put it mid-dead band.
Well, I'm mid-dead band, but I maneuvered out of attitude. You want to go back to regular attitude?
No! N-O, no!
Houston 6-3, return is closed. 6 flow valves. The other two are closed, mine is open, and I got the interconnect in between the other ones.
Sounds good.
That's the old sleep pressure. Okay, looks like pretty good. Okay, O2 flow is lower limit. Okay, let's go to press. Here we go. Just going up to press. And it feels like it's going up. And turn over right to 2 on here to help it up. O2 flow high.
Hey Ron, this is Challenger. We're going to be off your loop for a while so we can finish the mark.
Okay, wait a minute, Jack. I'll just go to receive on the VHF. I'll just go to receive on the VHF, Jack. Return here. Okay, that's out. And back in. Okay, now we can squirt a little more O2 flow in. In my suit, is that right? 5.
Looks like about 4 on our data run.
Yeah, but our old suit gauge reached 4.5. Closer to 4. I can't tell for sure what it feels like. Yeah, the O2 flow is down. Not leaking very much. I'm reading about a 0.3, something like that.
Okay, we're showing 4.2 to 4.3 on our pressure spread, and you're
cabin and suit pressure gauges probably show something similar. And we show that the flow rate is down.
That's not too bad. That's pretty close to.
Yeah, and the
okay,
O2 flow is staying pretty good.
Deep press on this thing, huh?
Sounds good.
Okay, so it looks like it's stable there, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go to deep press.
America, I don't know if I copied you correctly. You don't want to go to off on the suit test valve until the pressures are back down to normal. If that was what you asked.
Hello, Houston.
Are you already there?
That looked to be a pretty good alignment from where I saw it. There's 07 for you.
Okay, are we copy?
Yeah, my ears are popping to beat the band. I changed my mind. I'll let it go down slowly.
Okay. Okay, and we've got about 20 minutes before LOS, so there's no hurry on those pads. I've got them standing by when you're ready. And to know what you had in mind about working on these things, we might get started on the hatch integrity check if you get to that point, and then I can give you a pass while you're waiting for it to bleed down or whatever it turns out to be convenient.
Okay, let's see. I guess it's about time to check. Okay.
Okay,
hello,
and,
American Challenger.
I guess,
we no longer need your
boot
test pad.
Okay, Challenger, America, here. I'll go back to CMC.
Okay, but I would like an ass warning from you on my mark.
Bye bye. Okay, go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Okay, 002.15 104.36 359.69.
Okay.
Okay, Challenger, we've got the now 20s, low spacecraft.
And Houston, do we want to release those docking latches before they do their hot fire? I don't think so, do we?
I'll check, stand by.
Houston, we're ready for the RCS pressurization.
We'll just hold up on that.
You might turn the data switch off
until the hot fires are over. So when you get your copy in hand ready, well, I'll give you some pads.
Just got that.
Clean that up.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
shelter arm is on. I've got one good light. System A.
Okie doke.
Okay, Houston, let's see. Where are we going to start in the pad?
Okay, and you might go to block on computer two.
Okay, on my mark. 3, 2, 1, mark it. We heard it.
Okay, the first thing I'll give you is the set pad. And that's
okay,
on page 113.
Okay.
Okay. Now 33 is 110-27-5500. Roll is 0, 105 pitch, and yaw is 0.
Okay, Challenger,
okay,
we've got, and it looks good.
Okay, 33, 110-27-55.00. And,
on board,
roll pitch and yaw as depicted, 0, 105, and 0, right?
That's firm.
Okay, got it.
Okay, the next thing I have for you is a P-24 pad that goes on page 115.
Okay, suit test valves and off now. On page 115. Okay, got it.
Okay, it'll be 17-1. 110-5813. T2 is 111-0030.
Okay,
0,
by high bit rate, and Ron,
0,
we need you in white jet band attitude hold.
Well, hold it, Okay, white dead band at hold, that's what I'm on. And,
Challenger, we verify that, right?
Houston, America, I'm at T21.
Okay, are you ready to go back to it now?
Okay, ready for T2.
All right, sir. T2, 111-0030.
Zero, okay, here we go, Houston, with the
full fire check. Okay, all set.
0126. Roll 015. 297. 000. North 02. Over.
Okay, I'll read back what I have. T1, 110-5813, MST2, DCA is 0100, T3 is 0126, roll 15, pitch 297 is 0, north 02, I presume 17-1.
Yes, sir, and T2 time is 111-0030.
Okay, 111-0030.
That's correct.
Challenger, say something every time you talk to them.
Okay, Houston, Page Rate Command, Cold Fire, Ag Pulse. Cold Fire check.
Okay, press on.
Hey, Jack, can you go to receive only on the VHF for a little bit?
Sure, Ron.
Okay. And Houston, America, you can go ahead on next band.
Okay, on page 113, I've got a DAP load for you.
Okay.
Okay, the weight, 37983+040+091.
CSM weight is 37983, Yakov plus 0.40, Yakov plus 0901.
Okay, that's correct. And the last one comes up on page 121, and it's LEM P76.
Uh-huh, okay.
All right, Houston, step 4, ag green,
okay.
Command coal fire, 4
now
jet
33.
6-3-12, hot fire check.
21, got it.
Okay, go.
All right, good.
Hey, Ron,
112-02-51-92.
We're going to have some hot fires here in a minute.
Minus.
Okay, wait, hold it, America, for challenge. The hot fire, you want 3, Challenger?
Confirm, go CMC mode 3.
Challenger, America, you want 3 for hot fire?
That's firm, we want you free, Rod.
Okay, going to 3 now. And Houston, America, you can try that one again.
All righty. Now 33 is 112. 02.
Ryan, go receive only.
Minor 2. Minus 00. 075. And all zips for Y and Z.
Okay, try now 33 again. Houston, America, we're cut out on now 33 again. And I've got minus 0.0, 0.7.5 and X, Y, and 0.0.
Okay, and the time, 112-02-51-92.
Houston, part over look good from here.
Okay, look good down
okay,
here.
Okay, now 33 is 112-02-51.
All right, Houston, command of an impulse hot fire check.
Okay.
112-02-51.92.
That's correct.
Okay, Houston, we have a sticky talkback red on System A, Quad 4, and it went gray with a tap.
Okay, Jack.
Okay. Ryan, the hot fire checks are complete. You're going to wide jet down at hold.
Okay, Challenger America, you're in at hold. He didn't get very far off that time either.
Challenger, those all look good here.
And I think we got them all.
Okay.
Okay, Gordo, understand. Okay, we're in the top of 3-28, Gordo.
Roger, we're with you.
Okay, Challenger, America.
Go. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, I'm going to turn off B3 at Ultima Roll Jets, and I'm going to undo the docking latches.
Okay, you want to verify your transponder is off as well as B3?
It's a verified transponder is off.
Okay, and you did get the umbilicals, right?
Say again about umbilicals?
You did get the left ACM umbilicals, right?
Oh, I get the umbilicals. I didn't get the question.
Did you disconnect the LEB to CM umbilicals? Verify.
Verify. I have those down here.
Okay, very good.
And Jet Bravo 3 is off.
Okay, Ron, we're about 5 minutes from LOS.
Challenger
and,
Houston, we cannot completely explain the startup indications you had on the pings, but there is no great concern. It looks good so far. The DAP gimbal trims are no problem. Don't bother changing them. And there'll be no PIPA bias update yet anyway. Over.
Okay, I understand. Was the checklist written backwards on it?
Oh, it's a cape problem on their tape, and they had it reversed, but it's in the noise level anyway, no problem.
Okay.
Challenger Houston, you have a go for undocking and SEP.
Roger, understand, a go for undocking and SEP.
Number five. 1, 2, and it's fully released and the hook goes off of the docking ring. Okay, number six is 1, 2, and it's fully released and the hook goes off of the docking ring. Okay, 7 is released and the hook is off of the docking ring. Those Duplo still okay?
Yes, sir, looking good.
Okay, here's number 8. 1, 2, and the shoe's fully released and the hook is off of the docking ring. Go. First latch. latches, felt like it came over. And hook stays clear, handle is free. Yeah, by golly, they're all off. Hey, Challenger America, you're hanging on those three little bitty things.
Okay, fine, Ron.
Okay.
Challenger, Houston, about 1 minute to LOS, and we'll see you when you come around the other side independently.
Okay, Gordo, understand.
Okay, Ron, we're within a minute of LOS. Your O2 flow still looks good, and the rest of the stuff that you can get onto the HF is going to be defined.
And
the
radar has come out, and I'm being radar test now.
Okay, I'll get that VHF stuff and then put the hatch in.
Jack, just a friendly reminder to do the LOS procedures on the steerable.
Okay.
Okay, we're in receive only the B data. As Challenger America, I'm going to receive only the B data.
Signal as America and Challenger passed behind the moon on the toward the end of the 11th lunar orbit when they reappear again in approximately 47 minutes. They will be undocked, station keeping, flying along adjacent to each other. At loss of signal, the orbit measured 61.2 nautical miles, apocynthian by 12 miles even, nautical miles, paracynthian. Velocity at that time was 5,313 feet per second. During the next front side pass, as the Challenger continues in preparations for the descent orbit insertion, we'll have a checkout of the descent propulsion system. The tanks will be pressurized, and telemetry readouts here on the ground will be compared to those on board to make sure that that system is performing as advertised. An alignment, a realignment of the inertial measuring unit, part of the lunar module's guidance system, will be run during that, also during that front side pass. And toward the end of the 12th revolution, just prior to loss of signal, the crew aboard Challenger will be given a go/no-go for the descent orbit insertion maneuver number 2. Which at this time is still scheduled for a ground elapsed time of 112 hours, 1 minute, 59 seconds. There's a carton of book matches on top of the flight director console here in the control center, which was bought by a group of flight dynamics officers on all the shifts, Bill Boone, Jay Green, Jerry Bostic, and others. It's a blue match cover. It says the trench. Traditionally, the trench is the front row here in the control center where the flight dynamics people operate. It says on the front, the trench, Mission Control Center, Houston. On the reverse of the matchbook, it says Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, Skylab, Apollo Soyuz test program, shuttle. Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo have a check by them indicating they're complete. And at the bottom it says, roll them out, we're ready. At 109.57, up live at next acquisition of signal as America and Challenger come around on the 12th revolution. This is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 110 hours, 39 minutes ground elapsed time in the mission of Apollo 17. Less than 2 minutes remaining now until America and Challenger separated and flying a few feet apart at this time. We'll come around the front side of the moon on the 12th lunar orbit. Slightly over a minute now until we should start attempting to lock up on the downlink signal from America and Challenger. The two-way communications from spacecraft communicator for the command service module, Ken Mattingly and Ron Evans aboard America, will be on a separate loop as it was last Revolution. These conversations can be heard in room 161 in the Houston News Center. Early in this revolution, we'll have the pressurization of the descent propulsion system and check out of that system. Some 6.5 seconds away from acquisition, we'll stand by until network advises the flight director that they do have firm lock on. We have AOS and lunar module. Let's see what we hear.
Challenger Houston, you're very, very weak, over.
We've been looking at America the Beautiful in rare form.
Okay, Gino, we got that. Sounds good.
Okay, and the residual on P-47 and undocking for 0, minus 0.1 is 0.
Okay, we copy that. We'd like you to try the steerable again.
Got it.
Hey, sound real good, loud and clear.
Okay, let me give you some down 20 angles if you want them.
Go ahead, ready, copy.
The LEM plus 30109 plus 28453 plus 35948. The CSM plus 3035. Plus 10467 plus 00052. The time 11024:00. Over.
Okay, Jack, we got that.
Okay, Gordo, we're ready. Dip throttle check. I'm ready to hit engine stop.
Stand by. Okay, we're ready.
Okay, and the light is on. The red light is on.
Roger. We're showing the engine arm circuit breaker may be out. Would you check that?
Sorry, Gordy, we missed that here. Okay, we'll try it again.
America, Houston. When you have an opportunity, how about cycling the high gain to wide and back to react?
Okay, can do.
Thank you, sir. Okay, America, how about going back to narrow on the antenna? And could you verify what you loaded on now 34? It went by so fast on the down, like we didn't get a chance to look at it. Okay, that looks good.
Does that look okay?
Yes, sir. Sure does.
Okay. No update then, huh?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, Gordy, the master arm is coming on.
Roger.
I got two good lights.
Two lights.
Okay, on my mark. Descent prop iso valve. 3, 2, 1, mark it. We heard it.
Roger. Okay, looks good.
Gordy, there was a slight an upward fluctuation in pressure in the manifold when we fired that. It's back to where it was pre-firing.
Okay, that's what it should have done, Jack.
Okay, helium press, descent start. 3, 2, 1, mark it. We got it. Okay, looks good on board. About 240, both sides.
Okay, looks good on the ground.
Say, Gordy, this thing sounds a little bit like my stomach sounded a couple days ago.
Roger that.
Ag's coming on to standby. Okay, master alarm and ag light. Okay, 1105200 for the time on the eggs.
Roger, Jack. Gino, we show Jack's suit ISO valve and suit disconnect should be in the suit flow. Would you check that for us, please?
Yeah, he's in suit flow now.
Okay, thank you.
I tell you, this LCG sure makes a world of difference up here.
Roger.
Hey, America Challenger. Hey, Ron, listen, this ridge you're coming on over, just stick your hand out the hatch and grab a rock. Well, when you're up here looking at where you are, it even looks lower.
Dellinger, Houston, I have a new AGS K factor for you.
Stand by a second. What's the K factor?
Okay, it's a 109er, 59er, 59er, 94. Over.
That's
right.
Gordo, this is spectacular. It is absolutely spectacular looking at that Command Module America down there coming across the surface. We're just tracking them at about a 30-degree dive angle.
Sounds great.
Okay, babe, have a good time and go get that landmark. Don't forget, no TEIC in about 3 days.
Gino, Houston, with a couple of items.
Go ahead, Gordo.
Okay, your paraloon seems to be
shifting. Hey, we got the landing site, Gordo.
Okay,
hey,
I'll...
Gordo, we got the landing site. We're coming right over the front of it. Stand by a minute. You can see the slide. I think you can see the Great Cross.
Roger.
We'll get a picture of America coming right across it.
Alrighty.
Super targeting. God, we've got Family Mountain. We've got Corso Massif. We can see the Scarp. We can see the Light Mantle. I've got the Great Cross, Camelot, Sherlock. Believe it or not, Houston, they're all there.
How about that?
I see... Possible structure in the upper part of the South Massif, a little bit east of Station 2. It's sub-horizontal, dipping to the southeast. Houston, I can even see Poppy right where we're going to set this baby down.
Very good.
Matter of fact, I can see Rudolph. I can even see the triangle, Rudolph, Frosty, and Punk. Man, Gordo, this is absolutely spectacular.
Sure sounds like it.
We could watch Ron track right on through the landmark. I don't know what kind of results he got, but he sure had a nice smooth track from here.
Roger.
You can go ahead and update us with those words.
Okay, your paraloon is shifting west. PDI will be a little higher than nominal, 10.7 miles or 65,000 feet. Should be no problem. And From the time you first came around till we had a solid lockup on the steerable on this acquisition was about 3 minutes. We're going to try to speed that up some on the next time around. We'd like you to just keep trying the steerable until we come to you and say stop trying. Over.
Okay, Gordy, I understand that, and apparently this time, had I waited a little longer, it would have dropped to zero and then come up, because that's what happened when I finally got you. I'll give it more time next time.
Okay. And Jack, I got lots of pads for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, Gordy, go with the pads.
Okay, the first one is a P-76 for the CSM CERC.
Go.
Okay, now 33 is 111573009er. Now 84 plus 00705. Plus five zeros. And minus 00005. Go ahead.
Okay, 111573009 plus 00705 plus all zeros minus 405.
Okay, good read back. Next one I have is a no PDI plus 12 abort, item echo.
Go ahead.
Okay, echo is 113020000. Foxtrot plus 01034 plus five zeros. Minus 00500. Now 42 01420. Plus 00054. 01149er. Burn time is 048 000. 272 373.
Give me a transponder and we'll start with the radar. Jack's tied up right now.
373 is 01820. Ags Delaviz plus 01037 plus five zeros. Minus 00493. Golf 113570000. Hotel 115364500. And the no DOI-2 Delta VX 009er 66. Two remarks. Throttle profile is 10% for 26 seconds, 40% for the rest of the burn. Over.
Okay, read back. 11, no PDI plus 12. 11302, all zeros. Plus 01034, plus all zeros. Minus 00500, 01420. Plus 3054, 01149, 048, all zeros. 272, 01820. Plus 01037, plus all zeros, minus 00493, 11357, all zeros, 11536450, 00966. Remarks, throttle profile, 10% for 26 seconds, 40% for the remainder.
Okay, that's a good read back. Item India, 112. 4-9er, 5-2-3-5.
Hey, Gordo. Gordo,
go
ahead. Gordo. Hey, Gordo. Stand by. We want to finish the radar VHF test, and when I go to P-52, you can finish the pads.
Okay.
We're in VHF range and I've got you on radar, Ron. We'll be quiet for a second, see if you can get a lock on.
Aha! It works!
Okay.
0.50 miles. Okay, 0.50 or 4.9 miles.
Okay, Gordo, the VHF ranging and radar checks out very well.
Okay, sounds good. Tell me when you're ready for item India again.
We cut you off, Ron.
Okay, I'm going to turn the ranging off then. Calm's a little better that way.
Go ahead, Gordy.
Okay, India is 112, 4-9er, 5-2-3-5, 1-1-0-1, plus 0-0-0-2-2. Attitude is 002-108-290 plus 569-00 Juliet 115-36-4500 Kilo 117-35-4500 Go ahead.
Okay, it's PDI pad 112-495235 1101 plus 3022-002-108-290 plus 56900 Juliet, 115-36-4500. Karen, 117-35-4500. Go ahead.
Okay, that's a good read back. Lima is 113, 14, 24, Niner 1. Metro, 11, Niner 34, 3000. And November is 11457. 19090. And your T2 at PDI, T2 will be at PDI plus 2433. That's affirmative.
Okay, Linda is 11314-2491. Mary is 11934300. And Nancy is 11457-1909.
That's a good read back. Okay, one thing left, Jack, is the sheet pressures on the PDI page.
Go ahead.
Okay, TIG, the pressure will be 1310. Plus 1 minute, 1410. 2 minutes, 1400. 3 minutes, 1310. And 4 minutes, 1230. Over.
Okay, I got those. Thank you.
Gotcha.
You're loud and clear. Roger, America. Have a good burn. You look just as pretty in Earthlight as you do in sunlight.
See that? Looks like a good job.
Yeah, but it's not an easy one, Gordo.
Up there, I got all these pads to pick up now. I'll call you when I'm all through.
Okay, receive only. We got your go, Gordo?
Affirmative, Tarkham. Challenger, we need aft Omni and select the steerable to slew and low bit rate. Select forward on me, please. Okay, and like the rest of the spacecraft, the platform is beautiful. There's no drift compensation or pepper bias update. Okay.
Beautiful. This doesn't sound like a sim.
I'd like to give you one update. You can write it in the timeline, page 8. The T1 time is PDI plus 1700. Over.
Okay, T1 is PDI plus 1700. We got it.
Gotcha.
Data.
Okay. Okay, we'd like the steerable back again. Try a pitch of minus 25 and yaw of minus 72.
Okay, you got the steerable.
Okay, we need high bit rate. we're starting the uplinks now. We'll get that in before we go to the AGS-CAL altitude, over.
Okay, Gordo, I've got the earth, and the direction I have to maneuver is nothing but good for the high gain, so I'll start over slowly.
Okay. Challenger Houston, it's your computer. Update a link off.
Roger.
Okay, I got something like, yep.
Say again, Ron.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, voice check, we still have the HF comm.
Okay, I'll have to give you another one here in a minute.
Okay, America, we show you inside of 20 minutes, and you have a go for certain.
Ah, Houston, America, Roger, we'll do our best.